This is Earth and Sky. Scientists believe there were once two types of early humans living in Europe, Neanderthals and Cro-Magnons.
They believe we're descended from Cro-Magnons, while about 30,000 years ago, Neanderthals disappeared. Still, scientists wonder, did Neanderthals pass on any of their genes by mating with our ancestors?
I think that they formed a small portion of our ancestry, but I honestly don't know for sure, and I'd love to have the final answer for that.
That's John Relithford, a biological anthropologist at the State University of New York in Oneonta. In the 1990s, scientists compared DNA from Neanderthal fossils with DNA from living humans. They found that DNA from European Neanderthals is just as different from that of modern Europeans as it is from people the world over. They expected more of a relationship there, so they reasoned none of our ancestors were Neanderthals.
But in 2001, Relithford showed that given enough time, Neanderthal genes could have spread through our species. Regional differences might have blurred. He hopes someone will find DNA from Cro-Magnons, thought to be our ancestors. That would make it easier to reconstruct how we all relate.
For more on this, come to earthsky.org. With thanks to the National Science Foundation, we're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.